Sunday, May 3rd, 2026. Daily devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg, taken from Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 24 through 27. But if you listen to me, declares the Lord, and bring in no burden by the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but keep the Sabbath day holy and do no work on it, then there shall enter by the gates of this city kings and princes who sit on the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their officials, the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And this city shall be inhabited forever. And people shall come from the cities of Judah and the places around Jerusalem, from the land of Benjamin, from the Shephelah, from the hill country, from the Negev, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices, grain offerings and frankincense, and bringing thank offerings to the house of the Lord. But if you do not listen to me, to keep the Sabbath day holy, and not to bear a burden and enter by the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then I will kindle a fire in its gates, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and shall not be quenched. Hallowed rest in the Lord's promise. Jeremiah warns the people of Judah to honor the Lord's holy day, calling them to trust His word rather than their own works. The Sabbath was never merely a rule, but a gift, a weekly confession that life comes from God alone. God's command guards His people from idolatry of self-reliance and draws them into worship centered on His presence. And Israel failed, as do we. We trade rest in God for restless striving. We treat His gifts as burdens and chase what cannot save. Into our failure, Christ comes. He is our true Sabbath rest, the one who bears the weight of our sin and fulfills the law we cannot keep. On the cross, He cries, "It is finished," granting weary sinners forgiveness and peace. So we gather in His word and sacraments, receiving what we cannot earn, rest for our souls alone. Amen.